guys, welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. It is me, Troy McEady.
And Kelly Williams.
And this week's episode is going to be very fun. It aligns itself so perfectly with the stuff that we love to talk about. Young Hollywood, celebutantes, nepotism. We're going to be talking today about Emma Roberts, which I'm very excited about.
I'm excited. I know nothing about her blind item life. So I am just excited to dive into everything, Emma. But before we do that, we wanted to say, hey, everybody from TikTok. We know a lot of you have come from TikTok. We really appreciate that. And shout out to the creators who give Beyond the Blinds a shout out on their TikTok.
Yeah, we get a lot of DMs and messages from people being like, I heard about this on TikTok. I heard about this on TikTok. And our podcast isn't technically on TikTok, but it just is having a TikTok moment. So that's really cool.
Now, Troy, what are your thoughts on Emma? I can only imagine your thoughts on
Emma. I like Emma Roberts a lot. I think her being cast in a Ryan Murphy show for the first time was probably the best thing that's ever happened to her career. I don't know how much I would care for her outside of that. Like, if she had never been on, like, Coven, would I like Emma Roberts? Probably not, right? But she was. So therefore, I'm obsessed with Emma Roberts. And her blind items are kind of, they're really exciting and fun and like kind of fun to go through. But they are what you expect from like a young girl in Hollywood. Just, you know, a lot of addiction stuff, some casting couch stuff, like, but just mostly a lot of addiction. But yeah, what do you think about her?
I think she is a mean girl that I'd want to be friends with desperately.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like, completely. She could, like, ash her cigarette in my palm. And yes. I'd be like, thanks. Thank you. Yeah. You want me to throw this out? Like, what do you want me to do with this? And I feel like everything I've seen her in, she's not acting. She's just being Emma.
Totally. I feel like Ryan Murphy was the first person to be like, hey, you're a mean, cunty, bitchy girl. I'm going to cast you as a mean, cunty, bitchy girl. And it was the smartest thing ever.
Yeah. So I haven't watched any of the American Horror Stories. I watched a few episodes of like Scream Queens, but I've seen enough clips to be like, oh, Emma's just being Emma.
Yeah. It's easily hands down, especially given like the movies that she stars in. American Horror Story will probably be the best acting she ever does.
She was in a movie that was took place in a mental hospital, and it was like a dark comedy. She was really funny in it. I don't remember. It's kind of a funny story.
Okay.
She was in that, and that was a really good movie. And then I also really loved Holiday that she was in.
I don't think I saw that.
It's such a corny Netflix, like, rom-com. But she does great.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, I just enjoy seeing her on my screen. Like,
yeah, I agree with that.
I don't mind it. And I know, like, she can't act. Like, she's not, like, a great actor, but, like, she just, there are certain things that she pulls off, like you said earlier, being mean and bitchy and mean girls-ish. She's good at it. And she's really, really funny when she's doing it.
She's very funny. Like, yeah. Scream Queens, she was hysterical in that.
Yeah.
Like, and it was just her bossing around Lea Michele and Ariana Grande.
I know. She was honestly legendary. That show deserves more. I'm glad that we'll get to talk about it so much today.
Me too.
Well, the first one that I pulled starts in 2000.
Hold on, Troy. You know what we need to say? Everything that we just said was opinions. Everything from here on out is alleged.
Oh, you mean the thing that won't get us sued?
Yeah.
Oh. The first plan that I pulled was from 2009. It's actually kind of sad given like what we're about to read, but it says this intense B-list movie and sometimes television actor takes parenting very seriously. He knows the reputation of bars and clubs in Hollywood to serve underage celebrities. So to make sure his B-list actress daughter doesn't drink, he calls ahead to wherever she's going and makes sure that they know they will be in for a world of hurt if they serve her booze. I guess that didn't last very long.
I also thought Eric was kind of a mess. Or did he like sober up and everything? Because I remember him from Celebrity Rehab.
Eric has been, he's one of those celebrities that will be like very sober and then very not.
Okay. And before we get into the next blind, did you hear how Julia Roberts basically told Emma Roberts not to admit that she was her niece?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting tidbit.
Yes.
So another blind from 2009. Very promising, very young, very well-connected star was completely smashed at an after-party recently. Stumbling, mumbling, a total embarrassment, and not quite legal. She's experimenting with some other substances. She's practically living with her boyfriend, and there was rarely an adult around to supervise. Many thought she had passed the danger stage, and she's so promising, especially with her pedigree. But they'll lie and hide and camouflage when she fucks up, hoping that the phase will pass. But drama runs in the family. They should watch this one closely before she goes the way of the Lohan. Because people are talking, and these people are accustomed to seeing young girls fuck up all the time. She's going so hardcore, though, she's getting their attention. Eek.
Yeah, just so you guys know, this is like kind of a, like it's, they're all pretty dark.
That's fair, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just prepare yourself. This one is also from 2009. It says lots of summer movies will be coming out soon. The leading lady choice for one of them is a surprise. She is so miscast that you would likely be puzzled as to how the heck she scored the role. It certainly wasn't her talent. It was her relation to another actor. Her relatives did some scoring of their own back in the day, and the young one is now reaping the benefits. Yes, little girl, there are dozens of people you know that were not booked because of your talent. Eventually, though, you're going to have to stand on your own two feet. And that was her in the movie 12.
Did you ever see that movie?
I did not.
It's interesting, not great.
Was Emma completely miscast in it?
She was like the good girl who was afraid to touch drugs and afraid to party. And Chase Crawford was the drug dealer.
Okay.
And 50 Cent was giving him drugs to sell to rich kids.
It sounds like a Mad Libs page.
Mad Libs movie, basically.
Right.
I feel like it could have been Spring Breakers, but it wasn't. Like Spring Breakers of the Upper East Side.
Okay.
If it didn't try so hard to be an indie movie.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Say less, I get it.
Now we are jumping to 2011. He's a young actor whose biggest role didn't propel him into stardom, despite his talent. She's an actress who gets more attention than she should, despite her lack of talent. Neither of them think they are getting enough attention, so what better way to grab some attention than a fake controversy? Let's pretend that she's hooking up with one of his co-stars behind his back. Normally, a love triangle among three attractive up-and-comers would create a lot of drama. This one should produce a lot of eye-rolling. Next time, they should select a third who isn't quite so gay. And if the girl is desperate for attention, she should consider taking lessons from one of her relatives who rose to the top by sleeping her way through Hollywood. So the actor is Cord Overstreet. The actress is Emma Roberts. The actor's co-star is Darren Criss, and that's who they were trying to make the love triangle with. And then, of course, her relative is Julia Roberts. Now, this is a blind if you're a Patreon. It is from 2012, and it has Mr. Liam Hemsworth in it. The issues that this former A-list tweener thinks she's having with her B-minus list movie actor boyfriend probably have to do with a certain person he met on the set of his last movie, and also the fact that the former A-list tweener keeps questioning him about it nonstop to the point where he's ready to split. He has already checked out emotionally and says he's only in it for the sex, and that he gets a threesome for his birthday. That's Miley, Liam, and Emma as the threesome partner and co-star. Hey everyone, we're sure you've heard us talk about live shows, but we'd love to see you there. Boston, totally sold out, but there are still tickets for Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles. And with Los Angeles, there is a live stream. So Troy, tell the people what a live show will be like.
Well, there's going to be lots of lines, lots of booze, and a lot of laughs. It's going to be very fun. We're going to be picking celebrities from the city that you reside in. So we'll be talking about local celebrities and just spilling lots of tea.
But don't worry, it won't be super dark-sided. It's not going to be like a Carter's episode. It's not going to be like a Dan Schneider episode. We're going to keep it light. We're going to keep it light and fun.
Yeah, we want you to leave laughing and not crying.
As light and fun as we can make it.
Yeah, exactly.
But we hope to see you there. The link is in the bio for all of the tickets, and we hope to see you there.
Please come. It always hits different when our previous episode people pop up in future episodes. It's like I think of them completely different now.
Absolutely.
This is another blind from 2012. It says, is barely out of her teens, all movie actresses, probably B-list, but she is fairly anonymous about it. She just seems to mash in with all the others that are exactly her same age and all compete for the same roles. Her name is memorable and opens doors, though. That is what makes her stand out. Anyway, she had a fling with an almost A-list all-movie co-star recently who was well over twice her age. She was madly in love with him. He just wanted the conquest because of what happened a couple decades ago. Once he had taken her, he never spoke to her again except while actually filming. And that was Emma and John Cusack while filming Adult World.
That's so random.
I know. And like, what the fuck is up with John Cusack?
Do you think he's hot?
No. Why do young women date him?
I don't know.
Weird.
Because he held that boombox. We are now in 2013. This B-list mostly movie actress from a very famous family was approached by a fan for an autograph earlier this week. I can't believe she actually has fans, but maybe someone confused her with someone else. Anyway, the actress refused to sign anything and refused to pose for any photos and told the fan, quote, you should consider yourself lucky that I even stopped to listen to what you had to say.
That's my kind of celebrity.
Oh my God.
I know, like Jesus.
And I can hear her saying that.
I know. This one is from 2013. It says, the B-list mostly movie actress with almost A-list name recognition needs rehab desperately. No one can handle her when she is wasted, and she seems to be wasted at least every other day to the point of passing out.
Ugh.
It's so crazy because you look at somebody like her and she's so like sweet looking. Like she looks yes. So innocent, and like you would never guess what her life is really like, you know?
Before we get into the next blind, I feel like we need to talk about Emma and Evan. They are so toxic, or were, I guess I should say were, but they were one of the most toxic celebrity couples of their time, I think.
I think so too. I really truthfully think had they been not as private, they would be like a, I don't even know, like a Courtney and Kurt, Sid and Nancy, kind of like just like Amy and Blake. I think people would look at them that way if they really knew what was going on, which you guys are going to learn today. But
allegedly.
But yeah, they were a nightmare. And that made me really sad because I love Evan Peters.
Yeah, I have no, like I said, I didn't watch American Horror Story. To me, yeah. he was on One Tree Hill for like a mini story arc. So that's how I know him.
Okay.
But there were actual pictures of her hitting him.
I know.
And him crying on the street as she's hitting him. And nobody wants to talk about it.
I know. And those pictures, when the whole time that I was pulling blinds, like I just kept thinking about those pictures because it's like, they sum up their relationship so perfectly, those photos.
And I remember when they came out, people were like, oh, they're fighting on the street. I'm like, she hit him. There's contact.
Yeah, she likes to break noses and stuff.
Ugh.
Yeah. She's a psycho. Fighter.
She's a fighter. So this is the first Evan and Emma Blind from 2013. This C-plus list actor who divides his time between movies and televisions has almost A-list name recognition. He knows a thing or eight about drugs, which is why his actress daughter should have listened when her dad staged an intervention. The problem is that the boyfriend of the actress doesn't think she has a problem, so the actress bailed and isn't talking to dad right now. So Eric tried to have an intervention for Emma, And Evan Peters is the boyfriend.
Ugh, and it's all downhill from here. This is a 2013 one involving Nick Jonas. It says, the B-list mostly movie actress who has been going through some crisis management recently due to temper issues and has a famous last name says that back in the day, this tweener didn't seem too concerned with his purity ring when he told her that she should get naked for him so he could check her out better. They were at a restaurant at the time in a group and she declined. Do you believe that?
Do I believe that?
Yeah.
That doesn't go with Nick Jonas's blind item life.
Yeah, like I just don't see Nick Jonas being like get naked and spin unless he was like trying to like be cool in front of people or something.
Joe Jonas, maybe.
Right. Yes, Joe would do that.
Yeah, I don't believe that. This is the last blind from 2013. The same actress said this A-list mostly movie actor in his 50s, who she co-starred with in a movie, hit on her every day while they were filming, and she was not so legal. So she was barely legal at the time. And that's Emma Roberts with Timothy Hutton.
I just picture if you're somebody who looks like Emma Roberts or you are, you know, just like a young girl like her, even if you do have like a family that people recognize, I just feel like you, like the amount of times that she's probably been hit on by old creepy men. I bet not a single day of her life has gone by that she hasn't been hit on or like groped or something by some creepy older man on set.
And one thing about her looks is that she looks so young. It's almost like right. Britney, right? When exactly. Britney first started, and Britney was really young, but she kept that youthful look for so long. Mm-hmm. Selena Gomez is another one.
I think she's even, maybe even a better example.
Yeah. She has not aged since the age of like 14.
Yeah.
So creepy guys love it even more.
Exactly. Ugh. I just like bringing that up because it's like then when they become train wrecks, everybody's like, that's what happens. How's it happen? You know, young girls, it's like, well, this doesn't just happen for no reason.
I agree with that. I completely agree with you. And she was on Nickelodeon. That's where she got her start.
Yeah.
I don't know if her show was produced by Dan Schneider, but everything is kind of ick. On right. that station because he's involved somehow.
Yeah, just generally you're like, ugh, it makes you tilt your head.
Mm-hmm.
This one is also from 2014. It says this B-list actress is now mostly television, hit show, cable show, very hit show actually. On a flight from LA this weekend, she was a mess. Before boarding the plane, she was downing drinks as fast as the bartender could pour them in the airline lounge, and then on board the plane kept drinking until she started crying and shaking, and the actress cried for about 3 or 4 hours on the flight. Her boyfriend tried to console her, but she would be holding him 1 second, then pushing him away and drinking the next second. She needs help. It's sad.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I know. Just 2014 and 2015 is bananas, just so you know.
We're still in 2014 for this blind. This actress is probably B-minus list. She was mostly movies and finally got her big break in television. Famous Family. Our actress is very germophobic to the point where her sex life is all about condoms and gloves. Her longtime boyfriend says that she likes to use gloves when touching him. Otherwise, she feels the need to wash her hands every 5 seconds. She apparently loves sex, just has issues with germs. Oh, and kissing is a big no-no. Huh.
I almost didn't add this because I don't believe it. It just sounds so silly. Like, I don't know.
I feel like if you don't like germs, you're also not, like, chain-smoking cigarettes. And maybe right. those two things have nothing to do with one another, but it right. just doesn't seem right.
just doesn't seem like she's the kind of girl who's, like, obsessive compulsive about germs. Like, it's just a weird, I don't know.
She's not Howie Mandel.
Right. This B-minus list mostly television actress from a hit cable television show has tried her hands at movies too. The actress is found slumped on the floor of a restaurant last night with some pills in hand. She was helped up and she said she was fine, but she was fairly incoherent. The manager of the place wanted her to sign a release, but she just got out of the bathroom and restaurant as soon as she could.
She's so little, too.
I know. I think about that when they describe her drinking. I'm like, God, she's so tiny.
Yeah. This next blind still 2014, but we're going to put a trigger warning in front of this. It has to deal with eating disorders. So trigger warning for anyone that might be triggering for. Academy Award parties. This B-list, mostly television actress from a famous family stars on a very hit cable show. In the bathroom last night, she opened her clutch and the metal wouldn't open, so it took a lot of force. When it did open, 50 pills flew across the floor and our actress was on hands and knees scrambling to pick them all up. In her first visit to the bathroom, she spent some time purging the food she ate earlier. Can we just talk about eating disorders in Hollywood real quick? I know it's triggering for a lot of people, but I think it's important to talk about.
I think so too. I think it's triggering because of Hollywood, right?
Yeah. The fact that as a young woman in the early 2000s, I'm going to use Laguna Beach because I know that like the back of my hand.
Right.
I can remember thinking like Kristen Cavallari was chubby or Alex M was big.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's what we were told for so long.
Oh, yeah. I 1000% agree with you. I'm rewatching The Girls Next Door right now, and I'm watching Holly Madison watch it on YouTube after. And she talks all the time about how the way that the show was talked about and marketed was that Kendra was the fit one, and yeah, that Holly was the kind of not really that in great shape one, and then Bridget was fat. Like, that was like the common thought about the show.
And we hope it's getting better, but there are still things that come up. I don't know. It really bothers me that in fourth grade, I thought I should be drinking Slim Fast shakes.
Yeah.
And that was just me. I can't imagine the whole world looking at me.
Such a shit time.
Yeah.
Like, we grew up in such, you know, it's fun to be nostalgic about the early 2000s. Of course, there's so much great shit about it, but like, it was really tough.
Yeah, it wasn't all juicy tracksuits and Paris Hilton saying that's hot.
My friend the other day and I were talking about how even with just like clothes, like the way that we were afraid to truly be expressive with clothes, and we would just basically buy like, you know, we loved department stores and shit in the mall because it was like uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
It was like safe uniforms that you knew you wouldn't stand out too much. And everybody's got an eagle on their shirt, so I've got an eagle on mine. Like, it was very dark in a lot of ways.
I mean, I had fake Uggs and everyone called me out on it. I'm like, sorry, I can't afford it. Like, go to Target and get my Fugs.
You know? Fugs. This one is also from 20. We're going to be in 2014 for a little while. This one says, it is confusing whether one or both of these halves of an acting couple checked into rehab. They both showed up, but I haven't been able to determine if they both checked in. I guess they do everything together. They just give me very like Girl Interrupted, just like that messy couple that is like so ride or die together. And it's like, if I burn, you burn.
Just so unhealthy. And if you think about it, they are probably always on set together, always off set together.
Yep.
No time apart ever.
No time apart. And then trauma bonded.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, another trigger warning. We're going to be talking about physical abuse. This B-list, mostly television actress from a very hit cable show hasn't been seen with her boyfriend in a bit. He's been recovering from the glass she threw at his head, which gave him a nasty gash and required stitches. He still loves her, though. Girl, that's just what we were talking about with the paparazzi pictures and everything.
Yep.
I'm scared. I'm scared of this episode, Troy.
It gets worse. There's nothing quite like a drunk person trying to get some lines of coke ready. This B-list, mostly television actress from an acting family, a very hit cable show just the other day. Oh, and to make things even more fun, she did it while in a store dressing room with friends. They all tried to squeeze into one dressing room, and the manager finally asked them to leave. Our actress flipped the manager off and said something along the lines of, "This coke costs more than you make in a week." Then she left.
No, I shouldn't laugh at that. That's rotted. That's rotted behavior.
It is.
It's fun until she says, this costs more than you make.
Right. And then you're like, oh my God.
Right. Because at first you're like, oh, so crazy. And then you're like, oh, awful. This blind is surprising. This C-minus list television actress is off the wagon again in a big way and has been for a while now. She's on her very last chance with her current project and got the last chance begging for it after they wanted to axe her midway through the season. She went back to treatment and had everyone fooled she was sober again until recently when she saw this A-minus list actor at a restaurant. He's known as being one of the nicest, kindest guys in the business, but she abused him so terribly when they worked together in the past and tried so hard to make trouble for him when he went to producers with the truth about her problems. He's been very vocal that she's a con and she blames him for not being able to work very much. Upon seeing him, she launched into a drunken tirade that would blow your wig back, which isn't unusual. She screams at everyone. The bad thing was a producer, the one who helped her keep her job, was there watching the whole thing go down. Expect to see her character written out once the season starts. And that was Dwayne Johnson. And apparently they were in the Empire State together.
Imagine lashing out at Dwayne Johnson.
And just so you guys know, there's one blind about someone who's not rotted. Dwayne Johnson really does just seem like a giant teddy bear type of dude. I know he's done shady things with like how he left his wife and didn't invite his daughters to his second wedding.
Right.
There are some things that don't make him perfect, but I'd be afraid to yell at Dwayne Johnson.
You know what blinds are actually really interesting, and I don't know if it would ever be worth like an episode, but just generally it's like fascinating, is WWE, like just the wrestling world.
Oh, I bet.
Their own, I mean, there's been so many like casting couch arrests, and like in the 80s, there's like a clip that you can find online, but in the 80s, like all of these WWE stars went on like Geraldo or Donahue or something, and they were all like, yeah, we all are like sexual assault survivors because we have to do castings couch stuff to get hired to be a part of the World Wrestling Federation or whatever, and the audience like laughed at them and booed them and stuff, and then it got buried and they never really talked about it again.
Honestly, the WWE is fascinating because I used to watch it with my brother way back in the day.
Yeah,
but I recently saw Triple H was dating China for a very long time.
Yes.
And left her for Stephanie McMahon.
Yes. That's so funny that we both know.
And I didn't know that until recently. And I was like, those motherfuckers.
I know. Don't fuck with China, of all people.
May she RIP.
Seriously. Still in 2014, this one says, this TV show is debating whether or not to ask a certain young actress back for the next season. She is a famous name, but her behavior on the set last season was challenging. A fellow cast slash crew member described her to us this way. This girl is a drunk, crying, egotistical, over-emotional prima donna mess. Producers are delaying her offer while they consider their other options. The fact that other members of the cast, including her boyfriend, have already been asked back for next season is supposedly extremely embarrassing for her.
Did she ever get fired? Was she ever not on a season?
She has not been on a few seasons. And, you know, Ryan's obsessed with her. So obviously if she's not there, it's like for a reason, you know?
Yeah. Instead, he's like, I'll just write a new show.
Right. Yeah. My eighth one.
This blind seems pretty on par for Mr. James Franco.
Right.
This B-list, mostly television actress left her boyfriend at home and spent the night this week with her A-minus list, mostly movie actor co-star. Sex and drinking all night long. The A-lister said he needed the break from what he's been going through lately. And what he's been going through lately is when he got in trouble for like DMing 17-year-olds on Instagram. Do you remember the way he was treated for that? It was like anyone could have done that.
Yes. Like, how was he supposed to know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though the girl said, I'm 17 in the DMs. And he's like, right. Yeah, whatever.
He's one of those people that I think is like too inconvenient to cancel. People are just like, it's James Franco. Like, no.
I know. Seth Rogen was like, he won't be in my movies anymore. And everyone was like, okay, that's all enough. Need.
Yeah. This B-minus list television and movie actress who only gets B-list because of her famous acting family got the nose of her significant other broken after she drunkenly slapped some guy because he was not paying attention to her. The Significant Other stepped in, and Wham.
It's about to get pretty bad the next few blinds. This B-minus list, mostly television actor from a very hit cable show, has a very famous actress girlfriend. He also has an anger problem. He confronted a staff member at the front desk at the hotel where he's staying and demanded the return of the pot that had been in his room. The cleaning staff had seen it and called a manager who had disposed of it. The manager was brought out to talk to the actor, and the actor only calmed down when the manager suggested that they could call the police to sort this all out.
I love that the manager was like, sure, I can call the police for your drugs.
I mean, I kind of love that move by the manager. If someone's screaming at me, I mean, I'll just call the cops. They can figure this out for us.
It reminds me of one of my favorite Ashley Simpson blinds where she had like bought drugs from a scam artist in like a club, and he was like giving her coke and he took her money, and she was like, dude, I'll call the police.
He's like, please do.
Oh. This one says, the young celebrity couple has been engaged for a while, but you haven't heard anything about their wedding plans lately, have you? That's because they act like everything is great, but their relationship is actually in horrible shape. Why? She can't stop drinking. Will she go to rehab? Nope. In the meantime, the drunk fights, the endless drama, the anxiety of the whole situation produces are really starting to get to him. He is relieved to be spending time apart from her. Ugh.
Oh. And this is the final blind of 2014. Another trigger warning, domestic abuse. The boyfriend of this B-list celebrity, who has an A-lister in the family, said he's not been back to the home he shares with his girlfriend since he woke up a couple of weeks ago with her pacing the bedroom with a knife from the kitchen. And I remember that story. I feel like it was on like Tumblr or something.
I know that I keep saying it, but it's just such Girl Interrupted vibes. Like, it's so Angelina. This A-list mostly television actor who is an Academy Award winner / nominee keeps taking digs at the boyfriend of this A-minus list, B-plus list, mostly television actress from a hit cable show when he keeps mentioning their love scenes from a recent movie. He never wants to stop talking about it because he hates the boyfriend and wouldn't mind having the actress again, but he hates the boyfriend more. And that is James Franco and how much he hates Evan Peters.
James Franco really bothers me.
And I hate how much I used to love him.
He's never really done it for me, I will say that. But he's a great actor, I can say that. You know what totally. I mean? But now it's just like, bleh.
Yeah, he'd be a fun episode.
We need a, yeah, Franco episode. Now we're in 2015. This B-plus list, mostly television actress from a very hit cable show, says that the younger brother of the two acting brothers is better in bed, probably because he's not staring at himself in the mirror the whole time or taking selfies. So that's Emma saying she slept with Dave and James. Dave Franco almost had a moment.
You know, I was literally just going to say, like, oh my God, how crazy he almost made it.
Yeah.
That he really almost was, like, the next one. Dude, this is because he's so short.
I think so. I think he's a better sidekick.
Yeah.
To Zac Efron specifically.
Yeah, he's a good sidekick, and he's not charming the way Tom Holland is charming. Like, Tom Holland can be short and still lead a movie.
Dave's funny.
Yeah, he's just like funny and cute. This young couple announced the end of their relationship, insisting that their parting was amicable and that there was no drama. Ha! It was all drama all the time with her. While we don't know if she is actually mentally unstable, she certainly acted that way during much of their relationship. The girl couldn't go a week without throwing a screaming, crying, ranting fit about something. Here was another bit of info that you will not read anywhere else. They actually broke up several months ago, but didn't announce it until now because she wasn't ready. He accommodated her wishes rather than risk another meltdown. He is very happy to be out of that mess. He's also grateful to producers for accommodating him and splitting them up between the two television shows so they don't have to work together anymore. Good thing they had that option available. That's the thing about their relationship was like, it was all, in most of this, most of the American Horror Story seasons that they did together, they were dating on the in the show, or they had like some really tumultuous, dramatic relationship as characters on the show. So it just made it, I think, harder for them.
And I'm pretty sure Evan has been open about how much American Horror Story like fucked with his head.
Oh yeah.
Just in general. He said he stopped sleeping and was just unwell.
Yeah, he goes like full method, and Ryan Murphy has him doing crazy shit on that show.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely believe it.
And I believe you, Troy. We're still in 2015. Speaking of bad behavior on set, this B-plus list, mostly television actress, has been hooking up with her drug dealer on set ever since the split from her longtime boyfriend. Celebrity drug dealers interest me so much.
Me too. They know
everything. In the worst ways.
Yeah. They just know everything. Like, they see everything.
And they're all sleeping with, like, the people they're allegedly giving drugs to.
Mm-hmm. We're still in 2015. It says, why, yes, that was this B-list actress offspring from two cable shows sprawled out on the bathroom floor of an In-N-Out Burger on Sunset and Orange, drunk off her butt. She had been at the Roosevelt slamming drink after drink before staggering down the road.
Like, Who hasn't been sprawled out drunk on a fast food bathroom?
I fucking have.
That's scary, though. She's little.
I know.
Ooh, I'm excited to read this one.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes the competition.
Host Shima Oliyei was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks of 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after?
Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Given the histories of these two drama queens, we were a little surprised that we hadn't heard anything about either of them from the set of their new TV show. Until now. It turns out that one of the actresses was sure that the other was getting more lines than her in a particular episode. So she had a crew member sit there with the script and actually count the number of lines each actress was receiving. The crew member later told others on set, "I sat there and started counting, but as soon as the first actress walked away, I stopped. The whole thing was so stupid, but I knew that if I didn't confirm her theory, that she would have just gone on about it. So when she came back, I told her that second actress did get more lines, but that first actress actually had more total words. So her part was actually bigger. I even made up some numbers to go with it, and it seemed to satisfy her. So actress one is Lea Michele, and actress two is Emma Roberts."
The Lea Michele of it all. Like, just picture those two on set together. You know that they just, I mean, they must have just had the whole set revolving around them, you know?
Throw Ariana Grande in there.
Oh my God.
What do you think Billy Lord, whose mom was Carrie Fisher, what do you think she thought of this behavior?
You know, I bet Billy Lord was the girl who everybody comes to talk shit.
Yeah.
Like the neutral, chill girl that everybody's just like, oh, she's such a bitch. You know what I mean?
And she's just smoking weed, minding her business.
Yeah, totally. This one is very random. This B-list, mostly comic television actress who crashed and burned badly when she was in front of the camera, but has made a few bucks behind it, got into a fight with a B-list, mostly television actress who was an offspring. Apparently, the comic actress called the other actress out on some drug use, and the offspring said the comic actress should mind her own business, and it got really mean really quickly. That's Emma and Whitney Cummings.
Huh.
So random.
That is random.
But I could see Whitney being like, girl, you need help. I could see Whitney saying something.
Absolutely. And like, so dry. We are still in 2015. You need to stand back because your teenagers are going to explode when we tell them about this young Hollywood love triangle. This young and very pretty girl is definitely one of the hottest actresses in Hollywood right now. TV and films, millions of fans, everybody wants her. Well, almost everybody. The one person who isn't too happy with her, her actor boyfriend. He was recently heard complaining about her over a meal with his parents at a Los Angeles hotel. Quote, he was saying, she's young, she's immature, she's selfish, she's annoying. He said that it was, quote, so nice to spend time with adults. He was also talking about how he and young actress have broken up and gotten back together a bunch of times before. But right now he's, quote, under a ton of pressure to stay with her because of the publicity for his TV series and her project. So what's the big deal about a guy complaining to his parents about his girlfriend? Well, this story has an interesting twist. You see, our actor and his parents weren't the only people at the table. He brought a date with him, a girl, his former girlfriend. Yes, she's also a celebrity. Quote, his parents really seemed to love his former girlfriend. They were all drinking white wine and laughing and smiling and taking photos. They seemed really comfortable together. The actor was really friendly with the ex. They weren't kissing, but he was rubbing her back and stroking her hair the whole time. This is odd because young actress was in town the next day. However, instead of bringing her to lunch with his parents, he brings his ex-girlfriend. What's going on here? Well, it turns out that actor and young actress are in a real relationship, but he's cheating on her with the ex. Quote, he warned everybody at the table that they needed to keep this private because young actress didn't expect anything and they need to keep it that way for a while. Hope she doesn't find out she's a part of a love triangle. So the young actress is Emma Roberts, the actor is Evan Peters, and the ex-girlfriend is Alexandra Breckenridge from The Walking Dead. I forgot they got back together.
Yeah, and you can definitely just feel the vibe of this relationship as one of those ones that you've either been in or you know people who have been in them where it's like, you just are desperately waiting to get out, hoping to get out, like, God, I hope that if I get out this time, it's really done. Like, they just break up and get back together so much.
Yeah, it's that Facebook couple.
Yeah, they involve, you know that they involve everybody in their shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
This one says, now that these two are no longer working together, things are rocky between this B-list television movie actor and his B-list television movie actress girlfriend. He is currently telling women on the set of his current movie that he is available and that his relationship with the actress is over.
This young TV and film actress is very hot right now. However, behind the scenes, producers are quietly warning each other that she is crazy and that they need to take precautions when working with her. A producer who has worked with the actress was asked by another producer if he should hire her for a specific part. Quote, he said that she's a good actress and you'll get a good performance out of her, but you have to be very careful when working with her. You have to make sure she is never alone with a male cast or crew member. It turns out that she was blatantly hitting on male crew members if she was left alone with them and then lashing out if they rejected her. She was so annoyed about one rejection that she went to production and claimed that he tried to hit on her and tried to get him fired. This made a lot of male cast and crew members nervous because many of them had been on the receiving end of similar behavior from the actress and nobody wanted to lose their job. All the male cast and crew members were warned that they need to be careful and they were not to put themselves in a situation where they could be alone with her either on set or off set. Despite the caution though, it seems that her talent will triumph over her personal behavior now. The producer kept calling her crazy and telling the other producer that he needed to be really careful. They laughed about it though and concluded that even if she is crazy, she may be the perfect part because the character is crazy too.
That's probably my favorite blind. I just love that they're like, oh yeah, everybody knows that she's crazy on set. Like, and then Ryan Murphy's like, well, yeah, that's why I cast her as crazy people.
Right.
It's like, hello. Now we are entering 2016. the B-list movie television actor in a hit franchise and on a hit cable show was completely clean and sober. Then his co-star on slash off again girlfriend got back into his head, and they started hooking up again. One thing led to another, and now he is back on drugs, even worse than he was before.
And he doesn't look well.
No. Unfortunately, girls, the things that we love about Evan, his grungy look, well, it's not good. It's like the reason we're all sexually attracted to Pete. You know what I mean?
No, I don't, because I'm not. No, Troy. I'm not better than anybody. Don't worry. Like I said, if like Evan or Pete came up to me, I wouldn't be like, ew, gross. I'd be like, cool. We're still in 2016. Quite the role reversal on the set of this barely renewed network show. This B-plus list diva who blamed everyone for failures on her long running show from the same producer was trying to make everyone feel good about the renewal decision. Meanwhile, her co-star slash part-time drug user was the one who went off on the cast and crew while blaming them for everything that went wrong on the show. The diva, Lea Michele, co-star Emma in the show Scream Queens.
And this is a continuation of that one. It says, two women with killer egos in the same show, the horror. Ego one, Emma Roberts, usually starts out the day normal, but girl's got issues. She thinks that because she's related to someone famous, it makes her just as famous. I don't know what's going on in her trailer, but by the end of the day, she's unbearable, snapping at everyone because we can't read her mind. She can get really scary. Ego 2, Lea Michele, is not used to playing second banana, and she gets pissy when Ego 1 gets more attention. So she is always finding an excuse to spend, quote, private time with the producers. She makes sure that everyone on set knows that she spends time with them and is the producer's special little pet. We just roll our eyes. Here's a bit of shock. Our two egos actually get along with each other, and both will be coming back for another season. Birds of a feather?
Billy Lord wrote that one.
Right, totally.
Now in 2016, it seems like they're pretending to date her and Evan. Well, 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 look who's being sneaky. Everyone assumes this A-minus list, mostly television actress, who also does some network moonlighting and is A-plus list when it comes to how much she likes herself, has a boyfriend. That one she drags out in public? Nope. Apparently she's dating a guy going through a divorce. A divorce brought on by our actress slash celebrity. They plan to keep things undercover for as long as possible. He's forking over a lot of money to keep his ex-wife quiet about the relationship. So it doesn't say who her divorcee boyfriend is, but she's dragging Evan out to make it seem like they're dating.
And then this one is kind of a direct response to that one. It says, this B-plus list mostly movie actor is in a superhero franchise. He also has a nice little cable show gig that he's been on for the past few seasons. Anyway, the studio for the movie has put him with a sober coach 24/7 for the past week after an embarrassing incident prior to last week. Oh, and the sober coach is also supposed to bar any contact between the actor and his ex-girlfriend. That's, of course, Evan being in X-Men and also American Horror Story.
Does it say what he did? Embarrassing?
It doesn't say what he did. But I can only imagine.
Could have even been like drunk during an interview or something.
Yeah.
Still in good old 2016, quite the year for Emma. Well, she has already had sex with both of these acting brothers, so I guess it shouldn't come as a shock that this B-plus list actress offspring is still sleeping with one of them. And he's going along despite the fact he's about to be married, or is he? So that's about Dave.
The tension between these two C slash B list television actors was so bad after their breakup that one of them had to leave their show. It was so bad that they'd seek each other out to argue and fight. The showrunner made the executive decision to cut one of them. And then this next one says, even though they will secretly meet for lunch sometimes, these two former co-stars know that they will both slip back into a serious drug addiction hell if they start dating again. They are triggers for each other, and she's doing much better, but he continues to struggle.
Oh,
it's so sad.
Like Romeo and Juliet, except instead of families fighting, it's drugs. This is the final blind from 2016. If you're this celebrity offspring B plus list actress hoping for another season of your show who is also a frequent drug user, it might be best to actually move your still hot to the touch meth pipe from the center cup holder and put it in a glove box. If you did that, valets wouldn't notice. Oh, and the burn marks on your fingers are getting out of control. That's coming from me and not the valet. I don't think he noticed. The valets there that night all think you're a very good tipper. So that has to obviously do with meth. And we got a DM from, I believe it was an Australian listener, mm-hmm. who was shocked at how we describe meth.
Like, in what way?
Like, they said that in Australia, meth, people do meth. Like, people, like, celebrities, I don't know. The way she said it made it seem like it was so common there.
Oh, I think it's common here.
Yeah, but the way they talked about it wasn't as negative as how we do.
Oh, like it's just kind of like a fun, like a party drug?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. That's the way they described it.
Okay, yeah, meth in America still has a very, very negative, like when you hear that somebody's doing meth, like you immediately have these like bad thoughts, even though meth is like so common in Hollywood, but I don't know. It like makes people think of like Bobby Brown and Gary Busey.
But don't do meth, please.
Yeah, don't do meth. But it does put you in the mind of people like that versus like you wouldn't think of Emma Roberts, even though a lot of like young starlets do meth.
Right, exactly. I think of more like people with their teeth falling out and that kind of stereotype, which also isn't a good thing to think of.
Okay, so we are in 2017. This one says, the substance abusing B-plus list mostly television actress on a middling network show from that guy who has several shows in the same of the same family of networks, says that she was sexually assaulted by the B-plus list singer slash actor. Totally believe her because the way she described it is how he assaults many women. And that's Jared Leto, who I guess we're also not going to be able to do an episode and not mention.
Yeah, don't worry, guys. We have him on our list for an episode.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll get crazy and make it public.
Yeah.
Because we already have fandoms giving us one-star reviews. Might as well have his cult give us one-star reviews, too. Right. We are still in 2017. Our favorite B-plus list, mostly television actress who loves drugs and stars in one of a family of shows from this creator, has an elephant figurine she keeps in her bag at all times. That is where she keeps a little bag of coke and pills to keep her going while out.
It's like whenever I find out that people have little like drug things that they carry, it just always reminds me of Cruel Intentions, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, this next one is an Oscars blind. It says this B plus this actress who was a celebrity offspring was so coked up and antsy, she could only talk to every fourth or fifth person who wanted to interview her. The first 30 minutes she was on the red carpet, she looked as if she would jump out of her skin. And then this is a follow-up from the same day. It says, way back this morning, I wrote about the coked-up celebrity offspring. At the biggest after-party last night, her actor boyfriend was her on the red carpet times 100, just sweating through his tux and some paranoia. Just a mess.
We're still in 2017. The ensemble cast of this B-list show has fallen out. Not a single member of the main cast talks to each other off of set. And although some are polite to each other when they're working, others simply do not engage. The show's lead gets the blame for the unhappy working environment, according to my source. He compares her behavior to that of a medieval queen, demanding, rude, entitled, and quick to scream. That whole cast was just not meant to be together.
Ryan Murphy was asking for it, to be honest.
Yeah.
This B-plus list, mostly television actress with the long-standing drug problem, has been cleaning up her act. Her actor boyfriend is pretty much the same. Anyway, she told a couple of people the couple got secretly married and even her actor dad doesn't know. Obviously, I don't believe that.
Yeah, that was a fake blind.
Yeah.
Or maybe at the time she was saying that, but this former A-list, mostly movie actor was supposed to be coming out of the closet right about now. Instead, his people have somehow decided to make him a homewrecker to make him look more heterosexual. The problem is the actress he was supposed to be hooked up with wants no part of that rumor and is mad. And that's Hayden Christensen with Emma Roberts. And I remember those rumors.
This is an interesting kind of bearding thing that we don't really get to talk about a lot, where somebody just is forced into
a bearding thing
and they don't ever even agree to it or sign any contracts or anything. They just find out that somebody's team is saying that they're dating someone.
Yeah. Like I said, I remember those rumors because he was breaking up with Rachel Bilson.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, Emma Roberts broke up their marriage.
Mind you, she's like, what? Like, on my way to slash my boyfriend's tires right now, I have no time for him.
She has a knife in her hand. She's like, I'm busy.
Yeah, like, I really honestly don't give a shit about that. This B-plus list, mostly television actress who gets up to A-minus list sometimes, is a celebrity offspring. She got tossed from her hotel while on vacation for bad-mouthing a hotel employee and just being an out-of-control diva. It makes you wonder if she's back on the drug/booze train that got her arrested for violence not that long ago.
I want to know what hotel it was. So the Montage in Laguna Beach, a lot of people stay there that are famous. And there are stories of like Justin Bieber being thrown out of there, Lucy Hale. I want to know if it's that one.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
2018. The longtime on-again, off-again actor ex of this A-/B+ list actress celebrity offspring went through rehab and wanted to discuss things with the actress while he was in rehab. The counselors all thought it would help him in his recovery. Our actress used several expletives when declining.
And then the rest of the blinds that we have date from 2019 to 2021. And at the beginning of 2019, Emma started a new relationship, and it's basically the only thing that's been written about her up to now is what's going on in her relationship. And you'll find that you thought things couldn't be worse than Evan, but this is actually much worse.
Do you know anything about Garrett Hedlund?
No, I don't know anything about him.
So when I posted that these two were together, I was like, I'm into this couple. They're hot, because I thought they were a good looking couple. I had someone, a very cavalry castmate, I'm not going to say which one, slid into my DMs, and they were like, he is one of the messiest men I've ever been around. He's a sloppy drunk. He tries to fuck everyone and anything. And I was just like, oh no, not for Emma.
I believe it, based on what you guys are about to hear. My God. Okay, so this is the first of many. It says this A-/B+ actress/celebrity offspring is drinking again. Her current boyfriend seems to only date women who have substance abuse issues. He also dated Kirsten Dunst, so that's who they're referencing when they say that he dates women with substance abuse issues.
I'm so happy she has her happy ending now.
Oh, me too.
We know you love her. This foreign-born A-minus actress, who is a very good actress and has been nominated/won for her acting, says her B-plus list co-star has not shown up for filming of a movie sober even one day. He's been fired from lots of things for his drinking. He and the substance-abusing offspring are probably not the best match for one another.
The A-minus list celebrity offspring/addict and her drunken B-list boyfriend got into a crazy argument at her place the other night, which ended with smashed windows and broken dinnerware all over the house. This A-/B+ list celebrity offspring is back using again, which everyone could see coming when she started dating the actress/booze lover. Our actress is not confining it to booze, though. She's back to also doing coke.
This A-minus list mostly movie actress, who comes from an acting family, has been spending as little time as possible with her A-list actor boyfriend in quarantine. The relationship was already strained, but he's a whole other level of dysfunctional right now. Definitely the second most famous in this acting family, this A-list actress, her alcoholic boyfriend was too much to deal with full-time during quarantine, and she's been spending time alone. Good for her. She didn't need that struggle in her life.
And then they were happy photos, but it doesn't change the fact that it was ex-sex that caused the life event to occur, and that the actor involved in the situation has a ton of issues that he is dealing with now, which makes him really unstable.
Yeah, they're another couple who broke up. Then all of a sudden she was pregnant.
Right.
Very Gigi and Zayn.
Yeah. I've previously told you that the pregnancy involving a celebrity offspring who was much higher on the list than her parental unit, but way down the list compared to another relative, happened during some ex-sex. There is some buzz that perhaps the ex-turned-boyfriend, Garrett, again, might not actually be the father. I honestly didn't know that this was a thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I fully believe that, because they've posted, like, family photos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it was, like, at her baby shower.
Yeah.
So I kind of, I don't know.
I mean, we'll never know, but that just feels really, really out there.
I will say I'm pretty sure Tim McGraw is the godfather of their baby.
Really?
Garrett's really, really close with Tim McGraw. They did Country Strong together.
Oh, okay.
And I guess he leans on Tim a lot for sobriety and help because Tim doesn't drink anymore.
Good for him. That means that he's at 1 degree away from faith. One could only be so lucky.
Do you guys want a country music episode? Troy and I were talking about it. Let us know if you do.
Yeah, tell us.
Crazy fucking people in country music. So we are almost done with the blinds for Miss Emma. This celebrity offspring who has exceeded the parental unit on the list has split with her on-again, off-again ex, despite the upcoming life event. And following that, speaking of pregnancies and fathers, the baby daddy for this A-minus list actress has been pretty much MIA for the entirety of the pregnancy. It was always going to be that way. He also made some noise about wanting a DNA test, but it's his for sure.
And then our final blind, this A-minus list actor, Garrett, has addiction issues. For a long time, his significant other was A-minus list actress Kirsten Dunst, who has been acting since a very young age and had a big drinking problem. Our actor for the past several years has had a tumultuous relationship with the A-minus list actress, Emma Roberts, who is a celebrity offspring, Eric Roberts, and has an even more famous relative, Julia. This past week, our actor celebrated his birthday. Instead of spending it all with his actor's significant other and their child, he spent much of it with this A-minus list actress, Hayden Panettiere, who has been in multiple hit shows, also has a huge substance abuse issue, and was last spotted with her on-again, off-again serial abusing boyfriend, Brian Hickerson. This would be a combustible couple. They sure fucking would.
And Emma and Hayden, they were in Scream 4.
Yeah.
Could you imagine what that was like?
No. No. My God, I can't even fucking fathom that. The shit that was going on behind the scenes. My God.
Hayden was the best part of that movie.
She is Scream 4 as far as I'm concerned.
So that is Emma Roberts' blind item life.
Yeah, it's pretty, like I said, it's what you expect from like a celebutante or whatever, like a young starlet, but it doesn't make it any less sad.
Yeah, it's like I'm surprised, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Now, Troy, you know how we have to end this episode.
Yeah.
Is Emma rotted?
I'm going to say I do not think that Emma is rotted. I think that she's I just think she's like a product of being a young girl in Hollywood.
I think Emma's rotted.
Okay. Why do you think she's rotted?
Because she's so violent. I guess you could say that's a product of her upbringing or whatever, but if you're throwing glasses at people and like, it's kind of to the point where it's like, you need to get yourself in check.
I mean, if she's been able to, she basically had the same blind items from 2009 to 2021. Like, that's like actually pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, hopefully she gets help. Hopefully maybe even being a mom helps her.
Totally agree with that. I will say I wish that these blinds had gone more into, because I definitely feel like, I think Emma Roberts has like seen some shit. I don't think that she's considered a great actress amongst many people, especially even to other people in Hollywood. And I feel like she is in a sense lucky that the person who decided to be like, oh, she's my muse, was like a gay man. But I do think that she's been put through some shit and she's seen some shit.
So I could agree with that, but I still think she's slightly rotted.
I get it. No, I get what you mean. I understand it completely.
Yeah, like I do think she's probably been through a lot, and being a child star on Nickelodeon, Dan Schneider's roaming those halls all day.
Right.
But I do think the violence and all of that is...
Yeah, you can't be pacing in somebody's bedroom with a knife or whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, Emma Roberts is really interesting. And I feel like she's a celebrity that we don't talk about enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's either like people are like, oh, I love Emma Roberts. Or they're like, who?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, Kelly, I highly suggest the Coven season of American Horror Story.
I don't do well with scary shows.
Coven is, so each season of American Horror Story is like a different kind of horror theme. Coven is like teen horror. It's like A Note You Did Last Summer, Scream.
Okay.
Urban Legend. Like, it's that kind of horror. It's funny, dark humor. Like, it's like Mean Girls does horror.
Okay, I could watch that.
Yeah, you would easily watch that. It's like very campy. Like, it's good.
I'll try it.
Yeah, she's a chain-smoking witch. But yeah, you guys, that was Emma Roberts. We hope that you enjoyed it.
And our shows are selling out. New York's almost sold out. Chicago's close. LA, we still have tickets and live streams. The live stream will be up for, what'd they say, Troy, 5 days?
5 days, yeah.
So it'll be up for 5 days. You don't need to watch it totally live. And we have some things coming up for international listeners. So...
Yes.
Make sure you subscribe, rate, and yeah, thank you for tuning in.
We love you. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.